Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
It's the Cyber Finale, Part 5. Oh my God, the Ascension of the Cybermen. I'm very, very excited. There's lots of explosions and cyber things. Okay, Ashad is stalking an empty building. The kid from before and the leader are in there. By the way, this is beautifully shot, this episode. Like, seriously, like, the framing is gorgeous. The cinematography on this whole Jodie Whittaker era has been breathtaking. And I can understand why they can only make 8 episodes next year, because this looks like it was expensive and took forever. Anyway, the lighting's great. Everything's really good. Like, the grading is great. The kid surrenders. He's like, oh, no, take me. And our friend, the lone Cyberman, Ashad, is no dummy. He's like, yes. There's a man over there behind the thing. Pshoo! And shoots him between the wall. Oh, the leader's dead. They're dying very quickly in this episode, I guess. The stakes are high. It's the end of the season. We've got to kill everyone. So he says, I should let you live to tell other species of my power. He's such a moustache twirler. I kind of love him. He's like, the Cybermen shall rise again. And then we hear, not while I'm here. It's the Doctor! She throws some sort of bomb thing at him. It's like red and glowing. And they all run off. They get to the cyber shuttle, and the Doctor's hot wiring the ship and talking to herself and talking about her teenage days, which she never really had. Like, it's just that weird thing where the Doctor's saying stuff and you're like, I don't think you even know when you're lying to yourself. Anyway, the kid takes over the hot wiring. He's much better at it than the Doctor. And they take off, so the Doctor gets into the control unit, which is like one of those big X things, like, you know, like the crucifixion thing. Not the crucifixion with the arms out, but the up and in. Anyway, you know the one. She's in one of those, and that's how you fly the spaceship, with your little arm paddle things. So they fly away. The Cybermen shoot at their own ship. Oh, they're fickle. Then we see Brendan again. He's a teenager in Ireland now, or maybe 20. He looks young, fresh-faced. They go to the police station, Garda, as they're called in the Republic of Ireland. And the boss is like, oh, you've got neat handwriting. Just, okay. why do you want to be a guard? And his dad says, oh, he wants to serve. He's like, oh, let him answer for himself. And Brendan's like, you know, I want to make a difference. Oh, Brendan, so sweet. Like, now that we know who Brendan is, I'm kind of into this story. Like, but last time I was like, who's Brendan? Is he a Shard? Is he the Cyberman? Who else is a Cyberman? Like, I was convinced that he was the Cyberman person about to, like, now I'm like, oh, It's making so much more sense. Anyway, we're back in the rickety old spaceship flying about. I love a rickety old spaceship that's falling apart. Like, seriously, this is everything I love about space shows. Yez tells Graham they're going to find the Doctor again. Like, just hold on. And they find out that all the humans want to go to see Ko-Shamus and the Boundary, which apparently is their only point of safety. It's a gateway to a random part of the universe where Cybermen can't follow. Ooh, it sounds a little like we've already had a little bit of evangelical talk, and this feels a little also like we've had the image of the baby, you know, without a mum, like Superman, like Jesus. And now we're getting some more of that kind of weird sort of, you know, religious vibe. I wonder if this was, you know, before they decided Spyfall was going to be the New Year's Day episode, I wonder if at some point this was being written as a Christmas / New Year's two-parter. Like, this was going to be Christmas Day and then the finale would be New Year's Day. So this one we've got a lot of kind of like Christmassy motifs, like a lot of Jesus-y stuff. And then the next episode is a lot of brand new things that you never knew existed before. Anyway, this is my theory. That's what you're here for, Adam's crazy theories. Sometimes they're weird writing theories. You know, like I had a theory about that Martha wasn't meant to be at the end of the two-parter, at the end of, what's a three-parter, really, at the end of that third David Tennant series, because I thought, like, because their family were just sort of no ones and they were all put through the ringer. And I was like, I reckon this was meant to be Rose's family that was going through the ringer. So we knew who they all were anyway. it's just things that enter my head when I'm watching things. I'm like, I think this was meant to be a different character. Anyway, I think this was meant to be a Christmas episode and I am sticking with it. You can see why I've had to skip many episodes in the season 12 rewatch, because I get distracted with my theories. But that's the name of the podcast and that's why you're here. So just jump on board the theory train. So anyway, they're going to they're going to heaven. they're going to the Boundary. their only point of safety. The ship is falling to bits a little bit more. Like things are flying off everywhere. Meanwhile, the Doctor is in warp of some description in the cyber ship. It's making Ryan sick, and the Doctor's like, "Oh yeah, it's meant for Cybermen, not people." She gives him a ginger lolly. Bless ginger. Oh no, different kind of ginger. The kid said he learned how to hotwire these things and destroy cyberships when he was younger, as in 4 years old. It's like, oh, this is a bad future. Ashad turns up as a hologram, you know, like you do. It's like, oh, I've got to tell you some things, so I'm going to hologram into your spaceship. And the Doctor's like, I'm going to stop you. Ask the Cyberium. I have stopped the Cybermen time and time again. And Ashad says, I will bring the cyber race to their greatest glory. He volunteered to be a Cyberman and was denied. He realized he wasn't a reject. He was a messiah. Well, I've got some bad news for you, mate. You are not. Anyway, here's more of that religious iconography I was talking about. The Doctor mocks him and he goes, yes, maybe you're right. And she's like, well, I'm going to bill you for the therapy. and then he starts talking about the ascension of the Cybermen and beyond. And he says the death of everything is within him. Oh, that's creepy. Meanwhile, Brendan is at a cliff with a villain who has got a little sack full. It should have a dollar sign on it. Although Ireland's now part of the EU, it should be one of those EU signs. Anyway, he's at a cliff with the villain in the sack. Has pulled a gun on him. And they circle around. And then Brendan's got his back to the cliff. And I'm like, no, don't. I've seen this episode. I know what happens here. Anyway, he gets shot and slowly falls to the ground. The villain runs off and then his boss comes, Brendan's boss comes, and he's like, oh no, Brendan, he's dead on the ground. He's been shot and fallen from a great height. And then he wakes up like Captain Jack style and freaking out. And then he's going, oh, we've got to get after that guy. I love the priorities. Like, now that you know who it is, you're like, yes, these are all the things that they would do. We're back in the police station. The doctor is checking Brendan, found a hole in his jacket, and he's like, I don't. And he goes, oh, it's just a lucky shot. I'm like, no, mate. You were dead bones. Anyway, there's a newspaper article about him and his miracle. The dad looks a little bit suspicious. Meanwhile, dodgy spaceship. Everything's falling apart. And Julie Graham. I've got to stop calling her Julie Graham because there's a character called Graham and it's going to get confusing. Ravio. Ravio says, you know, you got to make peace with everything. And then there's a bang. They don't know what it is. The depressed brother of the mute guy says something depressing and Graham calls him Eeyore, and it's seriously the funniest thing in the world. I love anyone that calls anyone Eeyore. Eeyore, why is Eeyore in such a bad mood all the time with his wet tail and his pinned on business? Yaz says she'll have a look, and she pops her head up and has a look outside the spaceship. There are cyber bodies bumping into the ship, like arms and legs and heads, like thousands of them, like where in space there are bits of cyber things everywhere, and then they look around and there is a massive big cyber spaceship, like an aircraft carrier type thing, but like bigger. It looks like a rock, like half a mountain in space. Anyway, they have decided they're going to go there, and we will see if they make it there in the next episode. Oh my god, cyber finale.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.